WJTL Blessing offers Snow Globe. I love his Christmas album. It's great. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Rain and snow in the forecast for the remainder of the AM hours. Cloudy skies this afternoon, a high around 43 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, very windy, a low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, looking mostly sunny, very windy as well, highs in the mid-40s. By Christmas Day, expect mostly cloudy skies with a high of 44. Right now in Lancaster, snow certainly starting to fall down. Pretty consistently, about 34 degrees in Harrisburg, 33.
Today, we're talking to someone who is meeting the needs of those who have some of the biggest needs in our community. It's our friend Patty Estep. She's the executive director of Anchor Lancaster, and her staff and her volunteers are meeting the needs of many people who are down and out, not just at Christmas time, but all the time. Good morning again to you, Patty.
Good morning.
We love when you come. You always bring a ray of sunshine, happiness, stylish glasses.
True.
You have a cool water jug that has fish on, goldfish on it. I love it. And your smile always lights things
Thank
up.
You.
Thank you for allowing the Lord to work through you. Tell us what you do with Anchor Lancaster.
Okay. I would love to. So we just welcome anyone with dignity and respect. We don't turn anyone away. And we are seeing more and more senior citizens, which is really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because they're on a fixed income. And recently we had a gentleman the last few months. His name was Gary, And Gary was sharing an apartment with a relative, and the relative passed. And his income wasn't enough for him to stay in his home. So he ended up on the street. Very, very sweet gentleman. And the team at Anchor worked with teams from other agencies in the city. And we were able to place Gary in a personal care home. And recently, after being there a few months, Gary came back just to say hello, to say thank you. And he was just such a joy to be with. And he's like tending the garden at the personal care home. And we're just so grateful to God that he has provided this space for our friend Gary.
I love that. Now, you are feeding a lot of people every day. How many people do you feed for breakfast?
So yesterday it was 201.
Wow.
Last year we did 42,000 meals, and we've already passed that.
That's incredible. Wow. But when people come for a meal in the morning, it's not just a meal. You have medical professionals there. You have counselors there, folks to help get people jobs. Tell us about the whole thing that's happening there.
Okay. So we are the largest, most consistent gathering of our neighbors who are unhoused. And they don't have access to medical care because of finances, because of transportation. And so we work very closely with three different medical facilities who come in on Mondays and Thursdays every week and work with our neighbors. We also collaborate with other services like drug rehabs and Lancaster Harm, and just welcome them all to be there. There are a lot of other social services in the city, and you know, we don't want to be an island.
You're working with everybody.
We're working
How
with
can
everybody.
We serve?
Yes.
Yeah. I love
so
that.
We have outreach workers from several different other agencies coming in. And we also sometimes, if they're not a regular, we'll pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, we have someone that would probably fit into your program. And we connect them that way.
Now, I remember a few years ago when you first got your showers. Yeah. That was a big deal. You don't think about a person who doesn't have some place to live permanently not being able to get a shower. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a really big deal. And our goal was to do 12 showers a week. And last year we did 6,000 showers. And my math is not great, but I know that that's more than 12
more
showers.
More than 12 showers.
a week. I think yesterday we did 21 showers. And we also have a regular laundry program.
Another thing you don't think about.
Yeah. So our neighbors come in for breakfast. They bring their laundry. They can get a shower. And then after breakfast, they can pick up their laundry if we got it started early enough, or possibly pick it up the next day.
And in a similar way to how the showers have impacted the folks you're serving, your day center is kind of a new thing that is impacting people on a daily basis too.
Yes, and the day center has just grown and grown, and we are seeing an average of 50 to 60 people every day in our day center.
That's amazing.
And just so grateful to God that, you know, especially like a day like today, it's cold, it's wet. And if they're outside, everything they own then is wet.
Wet, yeah.
And so this is just a service that we can provide for them to offer them some dignity and some respect. And I believe it's this week, it might be next week, we're putting in a locker system. And we've been working on that for about a year and a half. And so this will be a safe, secure place where people can store their items.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, so tell us where you serve breakfast.
Absolutely. So the bulk of our program is on the corner of Duke and Walnut in Lancaster, 29 East Walnut Street. And we rent space from First United Methodist Church. So, so grateful for them and how they let us kind of take over their building a couple hours every day.
Yeah.
And then our day center is at 308 East King Street. We are behind Tenfold.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Our listeners can volunteer, they can give, they can
yes.
be a part of what you're doing. How can they do that best?
Okay, the best way to volunteer is to connect with Kelly. Her email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at anchorlancaster.org. And she will have you fill out an application, give you a little training, and either plug you into the kitchen or plug you into the day center. And if you would like to give, you can go to our website to do online. And that's anchorlancaster.org, or you can mail a check made out to Anchor Lancaster to 29 East Walnut Street, Lancaster.
And you're going to be serving people on Christmas Day. About how many people will you serve breakfast to? Probably the same amount, 200 or more?
No, Christmas Day tends to be just a little less because there are some other meals available. So we'll probably do about 150 meals on Christmas Day and showers and day center.
And you'll be there. Do you still need any volunteers for Christmas Day?
We are actually covered on Christmas Day.
How
and
wonderful.
So we're just praising God for that. Just really grateful.
Patty, yeah. I always love hearing the stories about how God is working through you and Anchor Lancaster and your staff and all the volunteers.
Thank
I love it. Thank you for coming and sharing that with us.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Back to music we go with Chris Tomlin. He shall reign forevermore. WJTL, good morning.